This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run with Xiaoning and Chuang. And in about half an hour, we're going to have our breakfast grill where Chuang speaks to Muhammad Azmi Zulkifli, the CEO of Invest KL. So, Chuang, what are you all going to be talking about?
Well, Azmi joins, he's actually an existing employee of Invest KL. He was the former director of investment overseeing Europe. He took over from his predecessor, the pioneer CEO, Dato' Zainal Aman Shah, who did serve a full 8-year term. And, you know, Azmi's job is not. It's very challenging because it's basically a beauty contest between KL and the rest of the region, right? Because in the contest for investment and FDI, we are up against really vaunted company, Bangkok, Jakarta, Singapore, clearly, Hong Kong.
And now even Ho Chi Minh.
Especially Ho Chi Minh because of the divisionary trade. So we'll get into all those issues and the challenges that he faced.
So interesting stuff. Stay tuned for that. That's going to be happening after the 8 a.m. news bulletin. But in the meantime, let's look at the US, because COVID-19 has served as a wild card for all countries undergoing elections this year, including the US, like I said. So the pandemic has been a spanner in the works because it would be unsafe for gatherings, whether at campaign rallies or even polling centers. That's why this year, a record 76% of American voters will be eligible to vote by mail.
Yeah, that's right. So the rules on voting by mail does differ from state to state, which makes it even more complicated. And plus, the U.S. Postal Service, as an entity, has been facing a lot of challenges. Democrats have accused the president of putting a political appointee in charge of the USPS. And since then, the agency has attempted to address the USPS budget shortfall by making changes like removing mail sorting machines, which, of course, Democrats see as an attempt to undermine the elections.
So for a view on this, we speak to Matt Dickinson, Professor of Political Science at Middlebury College. Good morning, Matt. Now, first of all, there are already reports of slower delivery times in the US. So is the postal infrastructure prepared to handle mail-in ballots at this scale during the elections?
Well, we'll find out. They claim that they'll be prepared. The Postmaster General just announced today that he does not anticipate any difficulty in mailing ballots. One of the difficulties, however, is the administration of elections is at the state level. And the state, and particularly towns and municipalities, set guidelines on, for instance, when ballots, how late they can be returned. So what the post office is warning people is if states say you can request a ballot up to 7 days before the election, and then the ballot has to be postmarked by the day of the election, even under the best of circumstances, the post office isn't going to be able to deliver those. So there is some concern, but it's really not a concern with the capacity of the post office so much as it is with election deadlines.
Yeah, Matt, there seems to be some evidence that voting by mail increases turnout. Would that have any impact on the outcomes of the elections, in your opinion?
Well, it could. It depends on where the turnout is and among which groups. So again, keep in mind that the U.S., for instance, the presidential election is really an election that takes place in 50 different states. And if voting by mail happens to have a disproportionate impact on turnout in one of those key states, say one of the Midwestern states that we think is going to be very close, then yeah, if turnout goes up, it could favor one candidate or the other. The question is, if turnout does go up, or if it goes down for that matter, is it going to be in a way that affects the supporters of one candidate but not the other? This is what Donald Trump has been arguing. He thinks vote by mail will benefit the Democrats. We don't have a lot of evidence that's true.
Meanwhile, since you mentioned President Trump, I mean, he's voiced concern about voter fraud related to mail-in ballots. Is there any evidence to support this view?
Well, there's always anecdotal evidence about ballots that were distributed and never located, or people whose addresses have changed and they never got a ballot. But if you're looking for evidence of systematic fraud or corruption related to voting by mail, there just isn't any that we can find among political scientists who have studied these elections. So Donald Trump may be convinced that vote by mail is a conspiracy by the Democrats to rig the election, but there's really no evidence that's true.
Yeah, his vigorous opposition to mail-in ballots is very public. He's even openly admitted to wanting to stop her funds to the USPS to hemorrhage this whole process. As an entity at the at Middlebury, Matt, what's your opinion? Do you think this is overall preferable for the US election process?
Well, obviously anything that any elected leader says that casts doubt on the veracity of the process is probably not good. In a close election, and you are familiar with this, in recent elections in which there's been a dispute, it just allows both sides to claim that the election was rigged or corrupt or the Russians influenced it. So you certainly don't want your elected leaders casting doubt on the electoral process before the votes have even been cast.
And does this mail-in voting actually delay the outcome of the results? Because wouldn't there be an administrative process to collate all the results?
Yeah, that's our biggest worry, actually. We've had some states that have done vote by mail for a couple of decades now. Six states are all vote by mail, and they've had no problems. They've worked it out. But other states that just because of the coronavirus tried to go vote by mail during the primaries, some of those states have had difficulty counting ballots. And that's where we think the if there's a bottleneck, it's not going to be the post office. It's going to be with state and local electoral administrators who just are not really staffed to handle vote by mail. So they're really going to have to up their game here.
Yeah, and Matt, overnight, the U.S. Postal Service has suspended new policies that were criticized as an attempt to sabotage these elections. And we know that, well, as mentioned, the House is going to vote on a bill to provide funds for the USPS. And obviously, Trump wants to block this. Does this issue have bipartisan support in the House, do you think?
No. So what happened is, for years now, the post office has been hemorrhaging money. It is an entity that is supposed to generate enough revenue in order to carry out its postal functions. But it's every year it falls short of that because, frankly, people aren't sending letters anymore. They're using social media. And so in the most recent coronavirus bill, there was $25 billion in there to sort of shore the post office up a little bit. But that bill did not get through the Senate. Because of Republican opposition to other things in that bill. And so what the House Democrats are going to do is do a separate appropriations to try to get this $25 billion appropriated. And the Republicans are opposing this. They basically think that this money is unnecessary without structural reform to the post office in the first place. And I doubt these two views are going to be reconciled. So the Democrats, at the very least, are hoping that by passing this bill and forcing the Republicans to vote against it, they'll at least have an issue running into the November election.
And Matt, very quickly, before we let you go, the Democratic National Convention is going on virtually. What were your main takeaways from the event?
Well, one thing we were interested in is how they were going to frame this election. And it is pretty clear the Democrats are going to frame this election as a referendum on Donald Trump, particularly what they view as his incompetence in handling the coronavirus. Speaker after speaker came in and sort of made the claim that Joe Biden is the steadier hand. He has more experience. We can't afford four more years of this type of leadership.
All right. Thank you for your time, Matt. That was Matt Dickinson at Middlebury College in Vermont, emphasizing the point once again that this is a referendum. This election on November the 3rd is a referendum against Trump more than anything else. And it's also something that the Democratic messaging seems to be very heavy on.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, if you look at it in terms of political experience, Donald Trump is a novice. He's only been in the political game as long as his campaign pre his election. So there is some weight. It's not as if it's incorrect, factually speaking.
Yeah. But let's see whether all there will be any hiccups with regards to postal voting. Because for me, it's a step in the right direction. After all, in a democracy, you want more of your citizens to participate and choose rather than less, right? But up next, we'll be speaking to Azrul Mohammad Khalib, CEO of Galen Center for Health and Social Policy, on whether we need another extension of the RMCO. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.